old dogs don't have anything on our Drake. Gray Drake with Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
Gray, before we get into Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, here is a clip.
Phoebe Spangler,
you stay inside this car.
I have a ghost to bust.
All right, that was cool.
Harry, come on.
No, I know, I'm sorry. It's just the way she said it. It sounded cool.
Get back in here!
All right, so Gray, this is not a remake. This is an actual sequel, is that right?
Yeah, this is a sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, so they kind of rebooted it. But it had, the last one had the old famous cast in it. And so this time, they moved everybody away from, like, Oklahoma, and they just put them in New York. They're back at the station, and it's the new people and the old people. It's some additional new people, and it's a lot. And I have to say that Bustin, in this case, did not make me feel good.
Really? Okay.
All that's happening is that Kumail Nanjiani, he shows up. And he has basically like a Hellraiser box, except it's not a box, it's a circle. And, you know, and it's doing its thing, and it's kind of moving a little bit, and you hear like a inside it. And what it is a prison. It contains something horrible, horrible, horrible. But nobody knows that, so it ends up getting unleashed on the city, and like, this movie really made me start thinking about the Ghostbusters movies in general, because the very first one, legendary. The second one, epically terrible. Afterlife was good, and I liked it, but this one made me understand all these movies are is that a ghost is trapped somewhere, and it's threatening to get out and bring other ghosts with it. That's it. I'm telling you, that's it. That's all these films are. So, Frozen Empire is the same thing. They're in New York. You see classic things. There are nods from the first one, Easter eggs for fans. But overall, like, there's pretty much no story.
Yeah.
And I was so deeply disappointed in this. I think if you're not paying attention, you'll like it. And
yeah.
I was just excited. I was excited to see this. This was in my top three for the year, and I'm like, boo, no.
Really? Wow. Yeah, probably not a good thing if you're gonna like it, but you have to not pay attention.
I feel like that's me in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You're going to like me if you just don't pay attention.
Well, that's got to be disappointing to a lot of people.
Yeah, I still think it's going to make a lot of money. I think people are going to go, and because it's not the disaster that the second Ghostbusters was, I think people will be fine with it.
But when you say second, do you mean the slime Ghostbusters? The pink slime?
Yeah.
Okay,
the one where New York had to sing to fix the ghost.
Yes,
problem.
My kids love that one.
Yeah. Right, and actually, that's something that my husband pointed out, is that if this is our children's Ghostbusters, then they're doing all right. Like, this is, you know, these are fine. It's just that if we're looking for something new four films in, we didn't get it.
Okay.
The Queen of Costumes, Gray Drake. Follow her on socials at Gray Drake and hear her Friday mornings with Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.